Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
But false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. That's what I heard Les Brown talk about fear. You see, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. See, playing small does not serve the world. There was nothing enlightening about shrinking. So that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in all of us. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. That was from a scene from Coach Carter. Now let's jump into today's content. We always get this question about fears and facing fears. And I'm a new project manager, but I don't have the technical savviness to be able to lead a project, I think. So we're going to unpack that first slide is recognizing the fear. See, fear of appearing inadequate can undermine your confidence in technical discussions. The thing I always laugh about this, because it is laughable, is the fact that we all had to start somewhere. And if you're really on a good team that you have a lot of technical savvy people, they are willing to coach and train you on the technical aspects if you're willing to learn. However, the key word is here is team. Do we have a good team? See, when you understand the impact by not allowing fear to dictate your actions, it really allows you to lead more effectively. This is why I always recommend starting small. Begin having technical conversations in a safe, small group settings first before you start in a larger group. Now, you want to scale this gradually. See, increase complexity and in your audience size as you continually to grow. Trust your PM instincts. You know, if I wish I had the balls where I meant to bring them in. If I had a ball in my hand right now and I threw it at you, you wouldn't have to think about it. Matter of fact, you wouldn't guess what you would do. You would get out the way or catch it. And a lot of times we don't trust our instincts as project managers. Instincts is key. You know, some would even say your gut instincts, because you're like, well, something is kind of off here. But the only way to develop PM instincts is to actually lead projects. The only way to develop PM instincts is to actually go through things. See, a lot of times, family, let me park here and go on my rant. A lot of times we don't want to go through anything. Okay, I'm guilty of it too as well. I'll just do my own testifying. A lot of times we don't want to go through anything. And the reason why we don't want to go through anything is because of the fact of we're not sure what comes with on the other side. We don't know what the other side looks like. And because we don't know what the other side looks like, it's the fear of what it is. So this is why I say, trust your PM instincts, recognize from your gut. But again, this comes from experience. Leadership, strong instincts help you respond swiftly to evolving situations. And the next thing is trust. Confident decisions enhance the trust your team places in on you. And then we always talk about retrospectives or lessons learned, but now let's do a mirror reflection. What is a mirror reflection? We regularly want to validate your instincts with trusted team members, or my favorite thing, mentors. Shout out to my mentor, Phil, Byron. These guys, these gentlemen has helped me along in the journey that I've been on within project management, business, and just understanding the landscape as a whole. And so I always recommend get you a mentor, get you a coach. Why is this important? Having a mentor and a coach can help shortcut some things. And when I say shortcuts, meaning they've been there before, they've seen what you're about to go through. And so if they can educate you, oh, watch this, family, if they can equip you to better be in a better position so you don't have to go through what they had to go through. You get where I'm going, family. Let's move on to the next one. Document your technical decisions. Document your technical decisions. A lot of times what ends up happening is that we can go through a project and we don't document what those technical decisions were so we can learn from them. It's key. See, capturing details, recording technical decisions immediately after the meetings, including rationale and how they impacted the situation. Then we want to validate that content. So we want to validate it by, let me check my understanding. Do I really get what I'm doing here? And if I don't, let me ask clarifying questions. And then the next thing is organize systematically. What does that mean? We need to, as project managers, we should get used to being over, I probably could say it one more time just for clarity, over documentation as far as creating a clear systems. Listen, I believe systems will beat anything. Yeah, you can have your goals. How many of us had goals and how many of us got to our goals because we had all of these steps, but we didn't have system. Systems is what is going to help you. And then regular, again, having that regular review of things. Let's move on to the next point. Refresh your non-technical perspective. See, you have to create a reframe on things. This is what I do a lot of, and I know it drives people crazy because of the fact of how I'm always reframing something. Like being able to have fresh eyes in a situation from an external perspective, this allows you to spot assumptions that technical experts miss because they're so attached, they're so aligned to the technical aspects that they're missing. They may miss something that is right there in their face because they're so focused and so aligned with that. So you have to be able to reframe that. And then you say, well, what's the strategic value I could bring? Well, you bring business context to technical decisions. This ensures a solution aligned with the actual organizational goals. Communication bridge, being able to communicate. Your ability to translate technical concepts for stakeholders creates clarity across the organization. Let me tell you, I'm gonna give you one of the secrets that I do, is that if I'm talking with someone that's technical and I'm talking, you know what I mean by technical, I'm talking about, it's like you went to a course on how to code, or you went to a course on the difference between a on cloud and on-prem, and they go into deep details and you say, hey, wait, before you go any further, I see that you're an expert at what you do. How would you explain this to somebody that don't know anything about it? How would you explain this to your child? How would you explain this to a friend or your parents? This is how you want to be able to create that reframe so you can be able to take that information, because you need to present it to your executives or your stakeholders in a way that it makes sense and is comprehensive. Now, if they want to go into a technical dive, then this is when you bring along your actual technical resource for support. Let's move on to the next one. Master your core project management skills. Listen, at the top of this whole thing, I don't care how you look at it. I don't care how you dress it up. I don't even care how you want to say, well, we're going to use this artifact or this art, schedule or this particular software. It is really, truly all about leadership excellence. If you can lead, as John Maxwell said, having the ability to inspire, have the ability to influence, this is going to help your team as well as yourself, because when you're inspired, you're able to guide with confidence. Stakeholder management, being able to build strong relationships across all levels. You have to understand, you work when you're leading projects, majority of the time they're cross-functional. What does that mean, ED? That means I'm working with people from all different departments, all different areas. So building relationships is the key foundation for you to have success. And then risk and resource management. How do you handle risk? Do we just put in our risk register and then we're constantly just putting it in there, and we're not, when we're in meetings, looking at our risk and saying, hey, I want to kind of get a status update on these risks. That's the first thing we should be leading with when we're leading a particular meeting, is actually our risk. Where are we at? Is this a threat or is this an opportunity? We know a threat is negative, but a positive risk could be an opportunity for us. So resource management. Hey, just want to understand, not trying to micromanage anyone, but is anyone going on vacation this month? Does anyone have plans for vacation next month? Because we actually have a launch and I want to make sure I have all the resources here to support the project. So family, I always encourage people, get a calendar or even just having a one-on-one communication with your team to say, hey, is anyone going on vacation? And you document it so you know either A, I may need to get someone in their place, or B, to say, okay, maybe we need to really put those activities that they were working on in front because of the fact that they won't be here. And then planning and organization. Now, one of the things, again, that gets caught up in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. You'll hear people say, well, let me see your project management plan. Well, here's my another rant. If you haven't figured it out by now, yes, I do. I'm very passionate about this thing called project management. But the thing about it is, what I see someone to say, let me see your project management plan. And I look at them and say, well, you want to see all of those documents? No. I'm talking about your schedule. So we have to understand, first of all, as a project manager, to really equip our teams to understand, hey, this is a schedule. Our plan, a project management plan, are two different entities. So it's part of it, but it's two different entities. So being able to plan effectively, but watch this, family, having the ability to make sure we can adapt if necessary. We get some new external information. Maybe it may be a compliance thing. Maybe the customer or the client basically say, hey, we want to go in a different direction because we're seeing a trend in the market. So having that, and then most of all, being able to be able to be organized, creating clear roadmaps that drive success. Next thing, find a technical buddy. I do this every single time with no fail. And the reason why is because if you have a technical buddy, first of all, they're going to create a safe space for you. But you're going to have to do your homework, because you're going to have to make sure that this person you're bringing on is willing to be, that you can be approachable, as well as you can ask questions without judgment. Because a lot of times there's sometimes when you'll be in situations and you want to ask questions and people are looking at you like, you don't know that. So you need to be able to find a, be able to create a safe space with a technical buddy, and then create regular check-ins, schedule consistent meetings to review technical concepts and upcoming challenges. The next thing is, come prepared with specific questions. This way, it lets your technical buddy know that you're not wasting their time, that you value their time, because you're coming with questions that you want to know more about, and make it mutual. When I say make it mutual beneficial, is like offer PM expertise in exchange for their technical guidance. Hey, I know you have all these tasks that I've assigned to you. How can I support you to make sure that everything is on, you know, on place? Do you want me to send you reminders? How would you like those reminders? Email, text message, Teams message? Just let me know, because you're doing this for me, I want to make sure that you're going to have the success. So find something. That's just an example, family, but we want to make sure that we create that environment. All right, let's move on to the next thing. Invest in technical training. Man, there are so many foundational courses out there on LinkedIn, Coursera. There are plenty. You can go to YouTube University, as I call it, and start with the basic introductions to relevant technologies. And then once you do that, start narrowing your scope into do more targeted learning. Focus on concepts directly relevant to your actual current projects. And then watch this, family. Just don't learn it. Go and apply and experiment with it. Use new knowledge in real discussion. So this reinforces the learning. I recently learned something about, there's a guy that I follow that he was a former CIA agent, and he talked about how they get prepared for the field. And they say first they go through the theory or educational training, then they go through another piece where it's more like an actor, you know, a former CIA agent or a current CIA agent, and they go through the role playing, and then they're out in the real world trying to practice it in real time. And a lot of times we'll get all this good information, but we don't go and practice it in real time. Leverage visualization tools. Family, there are so many visualization tools out there, from flowcharts, mind maps, Kanban boards, using Miro. Miro, I really love Miro because of the collaboration you can have with the actual team. With flowcharts, it can take something really huge, a big complex, and break it down into to really clear sequential steps. And this really kind of helps you reveal some of the interdependencies and really the decision points. Mind mapping, this is organizing your ideals and branching them off in central concepts. And it really helps break down that technical detail in further detail. And then my favorite, Kanban boards, is just the visual workflow progress defined in stages. Like, I love how I actually use this in my personal life. I use a Trello board to actually track, hey, how I'm doing it. And again, this is just for how I do it. Just being able to create this of how I'm moving things forward, or hey, where's my work in progress? Am I getting bottlenecked? Where are the bottlenecks? And for again, that works for me. All right, family, prepare for technical meetings. You want to request agendas early. Ask discussion topics 24 hours in advance if you can. And I know a lot of times people say, oh, I didn't see that email, and then they'll come to your meeting and crash your meeting with everything. But again, if you can start being consistent with that, ask them for agenda points early. I wouldn't just send an email. I would also, if you guys have Teams or any other two-way communication platform, Asana, whatever that thing is, Slack, ask them through there, because you got to keep in mind, a lot of people get a lot of emails. Research unfamiliar terms. Spend about 15 minutes doing some research, doing your homework to understand the technical concepts you don't recognize. And the last two, prepare for specific questions and define your contribution. We always talk about come prepared. That doesn't mean you have to stick to the plan of what you prepared, but at least have something, because we want to show that we're valuing the people who is taking time out to be in our meetings, and that we're walking away with actionable tips, that it's just not a discussion that doesn't lead anywhere. And then define your contributions, identifying where your PM expertise adds value to the actual discussions. Then you want to work on mastering clarifying questions. What does that look like? Processing question, impact question, role question, risk question. Hey, here's an example. Could you walk me through this process step by step? Okay, let's go into the impact. How would this change affect our timeline or resources? Now we're talking about one of the triple constraints, which is timeline. I would even throw in scope. I would even throw in cost and then quality. Now we have all of our triple constraints aligned together. And then role question, who needs to be involved in implementing this solution? A lot of project managers, we don't ask this question more often. And then we get down further down the line, and then we find out, oh man, John should have been in here because he actually works on the code for this. And we're like, oh, so now we got to go back. And then John comes into the meeting and said, oh no, you got to change this, 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 and this. And now that can potentially push the project back further. Risk question, what potential challenges should we anticipate? Listen, you're not going to be able to capture everything, but is there anything that maybe you may be aware of that you experienced on previous projects that you're seeing some similarities here? Listen, family, having the ability to build your confidence today, and I always tell you, I'll give you tonight to think it over, but tomorrow, let's take action. Here's my three step process real quick. Face conflict directly, communicate consistently, and establish boundaries. What does that look like? Address uncomfortable discussions head on to build trust and clarity. Somebody, they're going to respect you more if you come in a professional manner, of course, and let's figure out a solution. We can't get caught up in the distractions of what happened or what didn't happen. How do we move forward? Number two, communicate consistently. Being able to develop clear, structured communication habits fosters alignment. And number three, having the ability to establish boundaries. Are we talking about boundaries? Yes, we're talking about boundaries. Define and upload your role expectations so you can maintain your respect. You are the leader of that team. You are the coach of that team. See, your leadership isn't defined by technical knowledge, but how you handle challenges, and the confidence grows through you. So family, I always recommend to you that after each episode that you take this information in, you go and experiment with this information because it's important to see what works for your personality, and you're going to be uncomfortable. I'm willing to promise you that. I know you're going to be like, I don't know if that's going to work. Well, you need to go experiment with it and see, because if you don't, you're never going to know what you don't know. Well, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.